Opposable Superiority by Rainbow Bob. Chapter 1. Digits Be Done. The portal shimmered in a bright light and then flashed, with Twilight stepping through on her hind legs shortly afterwards. Teetering back and forth while waving her hoofs, she fell forward. On her face.
Twilight!
Fluttershy cried out, wincing.
You're back!
Rainbow yelled, flapping over the paint body of Twilight.
You've got the crown,
Rarity said.
And you fell. Are you quite all right, dear?
Twilight struggled to lift her head up, grimacing and rubbing her jaw.
I knew you could do it!
Pinky said, enveloping Twilight in a close hug that sent her jaw into a pure agony.
Girls! Girls! Back up a bit, please!
Twilight said, pushing Pinky away. Her hoofs slid and stood unsteady beneath her, and when she finally managed to support herself on all her hoofs, her knees buckled and fell back to the cruel embrace of the floor yet again.
Hi, Twi, I sure you can get up fine?
Applejack asked, taking a few steps forward with a hoof out to help.
Cause of your need, Anna.
No, no, I got it.
Twilight interrupted, sticking her tongue out with sweat pouring down her forehead. She heaved herself up on her rump.
I just need to get used to not having my human body anymore.
Sunset Shimmer, is she all right?
Celestia asked.
I think she's going to be fine. I left her in good hands.
Twilight said confidently. Her eyes widened suddenly, her lips pursed in pause, and finally Twilight looked down at her hoofs with a frown clear on her face.
Hands.
Rainbow Dash and Rarity shared a strange look and Rainbow asked,
What are hands?
Just then Spike rushed out from the mirror and accidentally ran into Twilight's backside. Before he could stand, Twilight grabbed him by the waist and whisked him off his feet, shaking him in front of her friends.
Hands! Hands like Spike has!
Waving Spike's arms, Twilight said,
See? These have fingers and palms and opposable thumbs!
Twilight, why are you shaking my arm like a noodle?
Spike asked. Twilight released Spike and looked back at her hoofs.
Hands! That's what I used to have! But not anymore!
So what? They're just hands?
Rainbow shrugged.
They're more than just hands! They were my hands! My beautiful, soft as Rarity's bottom hands!
Rarity tilted her head.
How do you know what my bottom feels like?
Twilight's lower lip quivered as she touched her hoofs together.
I had fingers and fingernails and knuckles and even nail polish! Now all I have are these. Hoofs?
Twilight sighed sadly after the last word.
Now why are hoofs so bad?
Applejack asked, staring at her own with a raised brow.
Seem pretty darn useful if you ask me.
Are you kidding me? They're basically stumps compared to what hands were like. With hands, I could grab stuff, touch things with my fingers, scratch my back with my nails if I wanted to. But with these...
Twilight said, waving her hoofs all around.
Having hoofs instead of hands is like going out to a movie and finding out the theater is really just a creepy, dark alley and that popcorn is just a euphemism for a mugging. That makes absolutely no sense,
Rarity said, backing away slowly from Twilight.
Darling, are you sure you're all right? You didn't bump your head or anything? Spike, how did you get through the portal?
Twilight asked anxiously. Holding either side of Spike's cheeks and squeezing them until his eyes bulged out, she brought him close until her eyes were only inches apart.
How?
Spike guessed, spittle flying out of his lips.
Then I have still time,
Twilight said, turning around and rushing back to the portal.
Hands, you'll be mine once I...
Twilight's face impacted with a hard surface for the second time in less than 5 minutes as she ran right into the mirror. Slowly sliding to the ground while releasing a groan of pain, Twilight began beating on the mirror with her hoofs while crying pathetically.
No! No, it can't end this way! I'm sorry I ever wanted to come back! I want my hands back! Can you do that for me, Magic Mirror? Please, just give them back! Twilight, relax already!
Rainbow said loudly.
We were all so worried about you, and then the minute you come back, you want to return? I thought you were our friend!
What's so great about hands anyway?
Fluttershy asked, hiding behind her mane.
What's so great about them? They're the best appendages anyone could ever have!
Twilight said as she leaned back on the mirror and teared up as she inspected her plain old hoofs.
With fingers, I could pick up an apple, type at a computer, play a guitar, and even master playing the piano. Can't you just do that with your hoofs?
Pinky asked, staring at Twilight's hoofs with wide eyes.
Pretty much every pony can. Oh, and you can use magic too. It isn't the same, Pinky. Can't you all understand?
Twilight asked with tears pooling in her eyes.
I can't do jazz hands anymore. It's a peace sign. Running my fingers through my mane. Summing someone up. Holding out my pinky finger with a pretentious way while drinking tea to appear fancy. Or even some wrestling. All those experiences gone. Gone forever. These are like chopsticks compared to sporks.
Twilight sobbed, holding her head in her hoofs.
Dash, what are chopsticks?
Pinky whispered as Twilight cried louder. Rainbow shrugged.
I don't know, something oriental maybe?
No, I'll never get to pick my nose again!
Twilight attempted to shove her hoof into her nostril, only for her efforts to be unsuccessful.
All the wasted years, I soiled them! Soiled them, I say!
Twilight cradled in the fetal position and sucked on her hoof. As everyone gathered around her to look with mixed amounts of pity and annoyance, Fluttershy asked,
Is she going to be okay?
Just give her 2 hours and I think she'll be over it,
Spike said, crossing his arms and shaking his head sadly. Scratching his chin, he added,
So I can see where she's coming from. I guess there are some dog things I'll miss. Like what?
Rainbow asked curiously.
Well, being able to pee on trees without judgment from others, that was pretty sweet, along with licking myself wherever I want.
Spike lifted up his leg and smiled in surprise.
Hey, I can still do it! I didn't even know I was this flexible.
Okay, everyone out!
Applejack shouted when Spike began to stick out his tongue.
This is once again Common Time with Visual Pony, where I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. There's a merch store, there is a Patreon link, there are one-time donation links, and you can become a channel member if you want to. What are you waiting for? Help us to keep the lights on around here and produce more of these amazing audiobooks. Anyhow, now let's get me... Oh, wow. Let me get into the meat of this. Yes, I now remember where I know the name Rainbow Bob from.
God damn it, dropped something.
Rainbow Bob is the author of Daring Don't. Or Daring Don't Want. And now I know why I remember that name. Because Daring Don't Want, that story where Twilight's mother is basically Daring Do's proofreader or editor or whatever, is one of the few stories in the last few months that got the yellow demonetization icon of death. And I have a feeling that this story will too. I mean, I can understand, you know, if you have hooves and suddenly you have had hands for a while, I would want to go back to having hands as well. But that Twilight is actually thinking about being able to wrap herself in a very special place. I mean, what? The hell? You know what I mean. I'm not gonna use that word because I don't want to be demonetized. But what? And, you know, Spike basically being like, Oh, I can still lick my, Willy the One-Eyed Wiener. You know, what? I didn't expect that. I really didn't. I was like, okay, you know the author's name, so, that should be okay, because that means you've certainly narrated something from them before. And now I must say, okay? Interesting? Oh, and Rainbow Bob was apparently online last time, April 2nd, 2016. Anyhow, guys, I hope you enjoyed this story. I found this very, interesting, to say the least. And, yeah, we will see each other in the next one.
Don't you dare not being here for the next one, boy.
That's my Kratos impression, just so you know.